In 1871, the assistant secretary of the Smithsonian Institution was Spencer Fullerton Baird, a brilliant American naturalist who had known intimately and had been inspired in his work by both Audubon and Agassiz. In the summer of 1870, Baird paid a visit to the New England coast. There he had occasion to make a discovery of a circumstance that seemed to him of startling significance to the people of America. One day he was out in Vineyard Sound in a small fishing smack.
All right, I'm dropping the anchor. Hope you have a little more luck today, Professor.
Well, not a bite in an hour back there where we anchored at first, Captain. Do you really think this'll be better?
Well, like as not. Can't ever tell. Just got to bait up your hooks and see what you get. Go on, heave your line.
Uh-huh. Wait, look, it's tangled.
Oh, all right, it's free now.
Now I'll wait.
That's all you can do, Professor.
You've been taking out parties long, Mr. Hall?
No. What do you think? I'm a fisherman. Just started this business last year.
Oh.
The Dottie's a fishing boat. She ain't no bandbox for summer boarders and female women and such like. I hate to make her do this kind of work. She's a good old boat.
Yes.
Only the profit's more nowadays in taking out parties than in hauling in fish.
Well, isn't the fishing so good anymore?
Of course it ain't. Can't you see for yourself? Had no bites yet, have you?
No.
Well, there's getting to be no fish. That's what's getting to be, no fish.
Hmm.
Back a few years ago, there was a plenty. Got all you want on a hand line. Any day. Hand line's good for nothing no more.
Well, I'm beginning to think that myself, Mr. Hall.
Got to use nets. A few years ago, there was plenty of everything, and plenty were all. There were scup and tautig and herring. There were sea bass, and there was striped bass, and there was cod and mackerel, and there was plenty of them, too.
Well, what's happened to them all, Mr. Hall, do you suppose?
I don't know. All been taken out, I reckon. Fishermen took to using nets some time back. Nets and weirs. Caught so many fish, they took to using them not only for eating, but for fertilizer.
Yes, I know. They do that.
There's an end, you know, to the fish in the sea. And looks to me as if that end's somewhere in sight. The old Dottie's not the only fishing smack's been converted for the summer border trade.
Oh, I've got a bite.
Well, haul her in, haul her in. What are you waiting for?
I am hauling it.
Hey, hand over hand. That's right.
Oh, he got away.
Oh, shucks, and he got your bait, too.
Did he? He did, by golly.
Well, you got a bite, anyway. That's something you can write home about. Tain't every day you get a bite in these here waters.
No, it isn't, is it?
No, it certainly ain't.
Mr. Hall, I'm grateful for our little talk today.
What little talk? You want I should up anchor now? You done fishing?
Yes, I've had enough. Let's get back to the island. You've given me some ideas, Mr. Hall.
Ideas?
You've given me an idea that something ought to be done about this situation.
What? You mean this here no-fish situation?
This no-fish situation. That's just the word for it.
Pretty provoking, ain't it? To come all the way out here like this, at 50 cents an hour, not counting the bait, and you get nothing but one lone bite for your trouble.
It's very provoking indeed, Mr. Hall. Very provoking. I was thinking, though, of another thing.
And what might that be?
I was thinking how provoked, how very miserable, in fact, the people of this country will be when there are no more fish to be caught. Not even in nets.
Well, that would be a bad fix now, wouldn't it? I never thought of it that way before. Maybe something ought to be done about it. Hey, Mr. Professor?
Something's going to be done about it, Mr. Hall. Something's going to be done.
And on February 9th, 1871, a bill was passed in Congress and became a law.
Be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the President be authorized and required to appoint among from the civil offices of employees of the government one person of proved scientific and practical acquaintance with the fishes of the coast to be a commissioner of fish and fisheries to serve without additional salary. And be it further resolved that it shall be the duty of said commissioner to prosecute.
And so the first commissioner of the United States Bureau of Fisheries was Spencer Fullerton Baird, assistant secretary of the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, who, at his own suggestion, served in this difficult capacity without any pay whatsoever. And soon laws were passed protecting the fisheries themselves and ensuring the people of the country against ever having to go without fish entirely. Laws regulating the use of nets and preventing extensive fishing at times when the fish were breeding. And soon there was an increase in the fish that had been dying out. Spencer Fullerton Baird was indeed a biologist who made a direct contribution to the welfare of his countrymen.